This message was preached by Afan Erichalu during the 2017 New Year Workers Family Retreat with a theme, The Family and Revival, which took place from the 1st to the 4th February at Epkwa Good News Narai High Cost Kaduna. For further inquiry and counsel, please contact Refuge Bookshop, number 19 Mayera Road by Navit Plaza, opposite Zitka Model Schools, Narai High Cost Kaduna. Telephone numbers 0703-456-8035, 0805-8455-719. Email thethreshersteam@yahoo.com. Website www.theplaceofrefuge.org. May God enrich your heart as you listen. Amen.
How will it be that we'll do something and we don't want our name to be put on it? How will it be that we'll do something and you are hiding and you are not giving testimony? How is it that we'll do something and you're not going to be pointing it to point attention to yourself? That's what we are talking about. Working together. Divisions based on personality. Competition. You want to outwit this person. So today, we want to pray. Amen? The example there is that of Nehemiah. And you can see that Nehemiah shared the vision with those that was going to work with him. And they showed us all the different categories of people that labor. Eliashib, the high priest, with his own other brethren. And Shalom, with the ladies, to show that women also, they needed to be part of this labor. And we need to serve God with our household. And you can see that the word next, meaning that whatever you are doing, it affects the other person. And whatever the other person is doing, it also what? Affects you. Then we saw the other categories, not only full-time ministers or the priests, goldsmiths, they labored. Those that are perfumers, they labored. Those that are merchant, traders, they labored. Those that are leaders, they labored. But there are some categories of people, they were not ready to put their what? Their neck, their life, concerning the work of God. And if you are here this evening, year in, year out, there is nothing you can say that you are doing, that you are serving God. Can I tell you? You are not productive. And as far as heaven is concerned, you are unfruitful. Amen. Some people are not ready to put what? Their life into what? Into the work of God. If you are that kind of person, in fact, you need to come for counseling after this. Because the essence of your living is to do what? Is to serve Him who died for you. So if you are not serving at any level, you are not doing anything in the kingdom of God, and you are born again, then you need personal and private counseling. Why? Because that's where you are what? You are saved. And like Uncle said yesterday, or was it in the morning, that some of us, you're already 40-something, or you're already 30-something. If you have not engaged into your day, when are you going to what? Huh? When are you going to serve? And we saw this man that built, the Bible says, he built the wall earnestly, zealously, with all what? His heart. We're going to pray for such a heart. That Lord, help me to serve God. How? With all my heart. As we tidy up today, I want to tell you, one thing that makes a man to run, to lay down his life, whether others are going or not, is the clear vision God has shown you. Vision eats a man up. Vision propels, drives a man that even though he wants to stop, he can't see himself stopping because he's a fire. If you have not seen the vision clearly, if others stop going, what will happen? You will stop. But when you are a man that God has helped and you are seeing clearly, whether you are going, others are going or they are not going, what happens? You are pushing. And you are not doing it wishy-washy. What are you doing? You are putting your what? Your life into it. Because this person died for me, he rose again. How will I not reciprocate the love and pour my life on him also? Amen. And as we enter this new year, you are saying, Father, this year, my life must count for the kingdom in Jesus' name. Now look at 6 points, 8.00 as we pray. What issues have the Lord raised with you personally in this meeting? And I want you to be writing it down somewhere. Don't be saying which issue. What issues has he raised with you in the course of this meeting? We need to write it. Issue of aloneness. Issue of seeking glory. Issue of not wanting to work with somebody else. Issue of seeking prayer. What is the issue God has raised with you? You need to identify it and write it down. Don't just say God spoke. What did he speak? If you cannot identify what God spoke to you, when you go back from here, you will be worse than before you came. Because you didn't itemize it. But when you itemize what God said to you, then you are deliberate and you can pray. So can I ask you, what did the Lord say to you in the course of this study about working together? Do you need to go and meet somebody that you have been opposing? Do you need to go and submit to leadership that you have been confronting and you have a bad heart? Do you need to allow others to have space? We must talk about it. What practical steps are you taking to address them? One, you know the issue. Two, what steps are you taking? Where you need to repent, repent. Where you need to go and open up, open it up. Then you now take deliberate steps of obedience. And then you pray that God will sustain what he has begun in your life. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I want us to pray this evening. And the issue is that this study, it will not leave me the same in Jesus' name. I can't serve God alone. I need to serve God, beginning from my home with my wife. And then secondly, I need to serve God together with who? With the brethren. I don't want to see vainglory. I don't want to, before I'm thinking I'm better than others. Lord, deal with that aspect in my life. I'm not important. Paul planted Apollo watered. What is that thing that God has said to you? Why should it be the reason that the body of Christ will be divided? Can we pray? I want to give you time to pray. It's round up, but we are going to pray. Otherwise, this study will just go like that. What is that aspect? First of all, identify it. Me, I've seen my own. I have identified them. Pinpoint it and then pray about it. Say, Father, help me. Father, help me. Working together as a team. It can begin from the home. Pray. Say, Lord, help me. Help me, help me. I compete a lot. Take away this bad heart, bad spirit. I always want my own to stay. I'm too argumentative. I'm too strong-willed. Please, conquer me tonight. Conquer me, oh God. I want to do everything. I cannot do everything. Help me to give others space. Help me, Lord. I cannot submit. Please, Father, help me. Whatever has been a hindrance to serving together, Lord, in my life, help me. Deliver me from it, O God. I don't want to be a reason why brethren cannot serve together. I don't want to be a reason that the work of God cannot go forward. I don't want to be a reason. Kai, 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 kai. Oh God, help my heart. You are talking about your visitation. This is a preparation. Please, Father, the one that I have identified, the one that you have shown me, please help me. Please deliver me. Please save me. I want to work with other brethren. I'm too impatient. I'm too impatient, Lord. I need patience with brethren. I need to forbear with brethren. I need to allow them to grow. Please give me a large heart. Give me the heart of a father. Oh, Father, help me, oh God. Oh God, deliver me from party spirit. Deliver me from denominational spirit. I'm no longer seeing denomination. I want to see Christ. I want to see Christ. I want to see Christ. I may belong to a particular assembly or denomination, but that is not my focus now. Please help me, Lord. In Jesus' name we prayed. Can you say, Lord, do something to my mind? If without your mind being renewed, you will still go back and act the way you never thought. And it's only God that can do it. When we are doing the resource persons meeting, say, Dikai, this thing, only God can help somebody. And we can't pretend. It is there. It is there. That's why we cannot move at the rate we're supposed to move, because too many, many, many things that is hindering us laboring together. Can you pray concerning your mind? Give me the mind of Christ. He didn't think that if he came to the earth, God was teaching him. God didn't cheat him, because in the long run, they gave him a name, highly exalted, above every other name, to the glory of God the Father. What a beauty. Help me to see that I am not better than others because I'm on the pulpit. Help me to see it, oh God, that I will not think I am better than others in the work of God. I forgot it was a gift. I forgot it was a grace. Help me not to boast. Give me the mind of Christ. Give me the attitude of a servant and not a master. Give me the attitude of a laborer and not a hireling, seeking what I will gain, mightily earthly things. Help my mind. Help me, O God, not to seek preeminence. Give me the mind of Christ. He humbled himself. Help me to take correction. Help me to submit. Help me to forbear. Give me the mind of Christ. Let the light of God shine upon my mind. Let the light of God shine upon my mind. Let me be brainwashed. Let me see the way God sees. Let me think well. Please, Father, help me. I don't want to be the reason that the kingdom of God will not advance. I'm guilty, but you can help me. I've not done well, but you can show me mercy. Please, Father, show me mercy. Break my strength. Break my strength. Break my strength. Let me know that I'm only a contributor. Others must have their own way to contribute. In Jesus' name, we are afraid. Can you pray and say, Lord, put fire inside me. In this issue of serving God, I thought I was serving man. I thought I was serving choir master. I thought I was serving pastor. But through this teaching, I'm seeing that I'm serving the one who died for me. Help me to put in my best. Help me to put my all. Help me to do it zealously. Help me to do it with all my heart. Remove slackness. Remove carelessness. Remove like a ascetical attitude from my heart. I want to follow my God. I want to serve my God. I'm already 45. I'm already 48. And look at the way I'm joking. Alarm can blow anytime. If they ask me, what did you do with your life? What will I say? Father, put inside my heart fire to go. Fire to serve. Fire to pour my life. Because there's no other time. Pray, pray, pray. This year, wherever you are serving, whatever is it that God has committed into your hands, I'm going to serve with all my heart. I'm going to serve with zeal. I'm going to serve with fire. I'm going to serve with fervency. I'm going to serve zealously. I'm going to serve earnestly. I'm going to serve diligently. Please deliver me from carelessness. Deliver me from murmuring. Deliver me from grumbling. You're always grumbling. Is this what I'm going to be doing till I die? What is in this? No! I want to pour my life for my Lord. I want to pour my life for my Lord. I want to pour my life for my Lord. In Jesus' name we prayed. Let us pray. Those of you that you are not doing anything this year, you must find something doing. Even adolescents, there are things that you can do from the home. It's part of service. If you know you are here, you're not doing anything, ask God and say, Lord, my life will not be useless this year. Then the rest of us that are doing something, let's pray for those not doing something, that this year they will become engaged in the service of God. This year they will become engaged in the service of God. No matter how little, this is your day and it's meant to serve the Lord. Let no idly hear you saying there's nothing you can do. Forth in thy name, O Lord, I go. My daily labor to pursue the only thee, resolve to know in all I think or speak or do. Forth in thy name, O Lord, I go. My daily labor to pursue the only thee, resolve to know in all I do, in all I think or speak or do. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Finally, can you rise on your feet? Put your hands on your chest and say, Father, this is year 2017. I am not growing younger. My life must make a meaning to the kingdom. My life must make a meaning to the kingdom. I could have died in that accident. I could have died in that thing. I could have died when I broke my leg. You kept me alive. Is there not a cause? Satan, you will not have me this year. This year, I am going to serve my God. Put your hand on your chest. Open your mouth to your Father and say, Lord, I commit my life afresh. I commit my life afresh. I commit my heart afresh unto the cause of the gospel, unto the cause of God, unto the cause of the kingdom. My life must count this year. No more time for sin. No more my life for sin. My life is going to count in the church, in the school, in the bank, in the barrack, wherever. Die, oh God. I commit myself unto you. Take my hand and I clasp it in your hand. Ask him and say, Lord, take my hand as I clasp it in your hand and carry me on this year, oh God. Talk to your Father this evening. Father, we commit ourselves again. Father, our life must count this year. Whatever is hindering us, whatever is a barrier, may you crush it under our feet in the name of Jesus. Put a fresh fire. Put a fresh seed. Come afresh, oh God. Come afresh, oh God. Spirit of the living God, come afresh tonight. Come afresh tonight. Come afresh tonight. A fresh fire. Our life must count. Our life must count this year, oh God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we prayed. Father, we pray tonight that this study is a seed. You are the one that brought it. And you want to correct the wrong attitudes in our lives. And we have seen them. But we are begging you. Help us, oh God. Have mercy upon us. Let your light shine and let darkness give way. We are begging you, this mind of Christ that is only cultivated as we stay more and more with you, please impart it unto us in Jesus' name. That we will not seek to be known. We will not seek to be seen. We will not seek to be heard. In the name of Jesus, competition will melt. Strife we go. Grumbling we go. We will stop comparing ourselves. Father, this is year 2017. Some of us, we are above 40. We have entered second half. In fact, we have entered half of the second half. And we are still playing and joking. Is it after we die? There is no labor in the grave. There is no labor in heaven. It is only on this side of eternity. Father, we beg you that this year a turning around in the name of Jesus. As we clap our hand into your hand, you will carry us through. Wherever you call us, and whatsoever you have called us to do, we will put our life, we will put our heart, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. This is a preparation of your divine visitation yet to come. May what is in your mind be achieved in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. And take all glory. In Jesus' name, we have prayed.